Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 14th of May 2022 is 1987 FA Cup Final. The 1987 FA Cup Final was an association football match between Coventry City and Tottenham Hotspur on the 16th of May 1987 at Wembley Stadium in London, England, to determine the winner of the 1986-87 FA Cup. The showpiece match of the Football Association Challenge Cup, FA Cup, English football's primary cup competition, the 1987 final was the 106th since the competition's inauguration. It was the third final for Tottenham Hotspur in 7 years, having won the trophy in 1981 and 1982, while Coventry were making their first appearance in a domestic cup final. Both clubs were in the Football League First Division that season, giving them entry into the competition in the third round. They each won 5 games en route to the final, with Coventry beating Leeds United 3-2 and Tottenham beating Watford 4-1 in their respective semi-finals. Both clubs recorded songs to commemorate reaching the final. After a December league match between the two sides had finished 4-3 to Coventry, both Tottenham manager David Pleat and Coventry joint manager John Sillett anticipated an exciting final. Neil Midgley refereed the match in front of a crowd of 96,000. Within 2 minutes of the kickoff, Tottenham took the lead. Chris Waddle played in a cross from the right wing and Clive Allen beat defender Trevor Peake to the ball to head it past Steve Ogorozovic in the Coventry goal. The scores were level 7 minutes later. A deep cross from Greg Downes was headed on by Keith Hootchin to Dave Bennett, who rounded Ray Clements and struck the ball past Steve Hodge into the corner of the Tottenham goal. Coventry's Cyril Regis had a goal disallowed and then, 5 minutes before half-time, Tottenham restored their one-goal lead. A free kick from Hoddle was touched on by Gary Mabbutt and bounced into the far corner of the Coventry goal. Midway through the second half, Coventry were level once again, with Hootchin converting a Bennett cross with a diving header, which would later be selected as the BBC goal of the season. With the game even at full-time, extra time was needed to decide the match. The only goal of extra time was scored in its first period when a cross from Lloyd McGrath looped off Mabbutt's left knee and over Clements for an own goal, making the final score 3-2 to Coventry. The match is regarded by many pundits as one of the greatest finals in the history of the competition, with BBC TV commentator John Matson calling it the finest cup final I've had the pleasure of commentating on. Allen's goal was his 49th goal of the season for Tottenham, which, as of 2021, remains a club record. Having won the FA Cup, Coventry would normally have qualified to participate in the 1987-88 European Cup Winners' Cup. However, the ban on English clubs in European football following the Hazel Stadium disaster meant they were disallowed from taking part, along with Tottenham, who would have qualified for the 1987-88 UEFA Cup having finished third in the league. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:01 UTC on Saturday, the 14th of May 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1987 FA Cup Final. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.